Self-described pro-LGBTQ+ pastor Raphael Warnock is devoted to transgender agenda. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 6, 2022. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, a self-described pro-LGBTQ+ pastor, is one of the Democrats' loudest voices when it comes to promoting the transgender agenda. Warnock loudly proclaims his allegiance to the transgender agenda at the center of his campaign website, calling himself a proud ally of the LGBTQ+ community. Warnock's messaging in the 2022 midterm cycle is no different than his messaging in 2020's special election, where he ran as an openly pro-transgender candidate. "I'm a pro-LGBTQ+ pastor who understands that no one is free until we are all free," Warnock tweeted during his campaign against former Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA. In 2020, Warnock claimed that embracing fully members of the LGBTQ+ community is part of his journey to try to be a better leader and a better person. Warnock also claimed his Christian faith drives him to be an outspoken proponent of transgender rights. "I believe for me my faith means freedom, which is why I can't wait to get to the U.S. Senate so when some mealy-mouthed politician stands up, pushes up against the Equality Act and comes up with some version of some RFRA law, I want to argue," Warnock said. Warnock went on to call people who are opposed to the transgender agenda for religious reasons bigots who are people of faith. Warnock told a group of LGBTQ+ leaders in October 2020, "I think that there are bigots who are people of faith, and there are bigots who are not people of faith, and all of us have to be full-throated in opposition to bigotry. You can't simply be committed to not saying things that are homophobic or transphobic. In the same way that we ask white people to be anti-racist and not just acknowledging it, we have to be full-throated in standing up against bigotry." Similarly, in the current election cycle, he cited his faith and experience as a pastor as reasons why he is openly pushing for transgender rights on the federal level. "As a pastor, I believe in the dignity of all human beings," Warnock said at a campaign event when asked about the role federal lawmakers should play in the ongoing nationwide debate about transgender athletes competing in women's sports. One quick look at Warnock's social media presence also shows his devotion to the transgender cause, an issue Americans have mixed feelings about. In April, Warnock pledged that members of the LGBTQ+ community will always have his utmost support. In June, Warnock posted a minute-and-a-half-long video wishing the LGBTQ+ community a happy Pride Month and added that he is proud to be an ally for you in Washington, today and always. Warnock also claimed in February that black folks paved the way for progress and walked LGBTQ+ Americans into freedom. Further, Warnock is endorsed by the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, the nation's largest LGBTQ+ civil rights organization. In their endorsement, HRC's interim president praised Warnock for being unwavering in his fight for LGBTQ+ equality in Georgia. Warnock was honored to have earned the organization's endorsement. "I look forward to continuing to partner with HRC to support the LGBTQ+ community in Georgia and across the country," Warnock said. Most notably, Warnock is a co-sponsor of the Radical Equality Act, which would massively transform how federal civil rights law applies and punish those who recognize the biological differences between men and women. Breitbart News reported that the Equality Act would have a major impact on children and their parents, potentially upending the culture as American families now know it. For example, Warnock's Equality Act would end the federal legal recognition of complementary male and female sex in favor of gender identity, which would pave the way for an individual's lack of romantic, emotional, physical, or sexual attraction to someone being federally prohibited discrimination. Further, the Equality Act would be used to mandate school curricula that affirm and promote sexual orientation and gender identity views. The act would also ruin girls' sports by allowing biological men to compete and dominate the field. Even more alarming, under Warnock's Equality Act, religious institutions like schools, hospitals, and adoption agencies could face federal penalties for upholding their religious views because the act exempts itself from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. However, Warnock's adherence to the transgender agenda put him out of touch with most Americans. A June NPR poll found that a majority of Americans, 63%, are opposed to allowing biological men to compete in women's sports. A Pew Research poll over the summer also found that just 8% of Americans are closely following pro-transgender bills in their state legislatures. That survey also found a plurality of American voters believe views on transgender or non-binary people are changing too quickly. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.